Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
77 WABC.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
No, I get by with a little help from my friends.
As much as people may have been abhorred by Donald Trump's statement weeks ago, talking about how black folks, he's hearing that black folks find him relatable because what he's going through is similar to what black Americans have gone through. He wasn't lying. He was telling the truth. When you see the law enforcement, the court system, and everything else being exercised against him, it is something that black folks throughout this nation can relate to with some of our historic, iconic figures. We've seen that happen throughout society. So no matter what race, what ethnicity you may emanate from, we relate to you when you're suffering like that because we know we have. And that's what he articulated.
I'm fully aware that I've been in the news over the last few days, paraded all over social media as well, after comments I made during my appearance on Fox News' Hannity last week with the one and only Sean Hannity himself. And I'm fully aware of the outcry that has ensued because of it. A lot of folks in Black America seem pretty pissed at me right now, from friends and loved ones to colleagues, contemporaries, and dare I say, even the NAACP itself. Quite a few folks were put off, if not flat out offended, after my words were interpreted as associating support for Trump from the black community with all the legal issues he's facing. For that, I sincerely apologize.
Oh my God, what a pussy. Stephen A. Smith, just stick to sports. Seriously, man, just stick to sports. I know Sean Hannity loves these guys. He loves to have the black voice on his show. He's actually close, Hannity, with guys like Stephen A. Smith and Al Sharpton. But you can't apologize. What he said was exactly right. He's right. Donald Trump is being persecuted today like African Americans have been in the past. Now, that's still no right to walk around with a chip on your shoulder every day like every white person owes you $1 billion. I'm sick of that, too. But the facts are the facts. Stephen A., stick to the Knicks. Talking about sports and legendary voices, this guy is one of the all-time greats, legend himself at WFAN, but I believe does his best work here. I really do. It's not with Evan and Tiki, it's with me. Here he is, my former partner, the great Joe Beningo. Good morning, Joseph. How are you, buddy?
Sydney Arthur, first of all, let me just say this. The work that you are doing between going to Israel like you did and the stuff you did at Columbia with the disaster that's going on there and really throughout every freaking college campus that there is, I just want to say God bless you, Sid. You're doing a stellar job, my man.
Oh, thank you for that. That means a lot to me, seriously, because you take all this stuff so seriously. And, you know, I had to go to Columbia. I did it last Monday, Joe, purposely because that was the first night of Passover, and I thought that was the perfect day to go there. It's gotten worse. You know, last night they broke into Hamilton Hall. It's a real insurrection. They hung the Intifada flag. I mean, when you see this, Joe, you've been around a couple of decades, like seven, when you see what's going on. I had a discussion with Curtis Sliwa earlier and Steve Bannon yesterday, and the comparisons are being made to 1968. Unpopular incumbent president, college kids going berserk, almost the same exact issues. Bannon says much worse today. Sliwa says much worse than 1968. What does Joe Beningo say?
No, 1968 was totally different. I mean, what was going on was because of the Vietnam War. You know, it was a lot different. It was an extremely unpopular war. You had Americans going over there and dying for what reason? This is totally different now. This is something else again. I mean, come on. I mean, the anti-Semitism in this country is just out of control. I have never seen. This is the worst this country's ever been, Sid. It's not even close. It's not even close.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And if these people continue, if they win again, if somehow they steal this election again in November, and I'm still not sold on Biden running. I got to tell you, man, something's going to happen. I mean, he's losing in all the polls. You know, just everything surrounding him, what's going on right now, this is, can't be good for Biden. I got a feeling there's going to be somebody else. I don't know who. But if these people continue in power, we're done. The country's done, bro. Done.
Do you remember, this is again the FAN legend Joe Beningo, who is a not good, tremendous sports guy, but clearly, as you can tell coming on the show as often as he does, he's just as good with politics. Outside the obvious, which was you became a huge Donald Trump fan. You spent basically six decades as a non-political guy. You knew what was going on, but non-political. Outside the obvious of Trump, do you remember the day or exactly what happened, Joe, that you all of a sudden got as crazy about the politics in this country as the Jets?
Well, I think it was when Don started, was running, threw his hat in the ring, came down the escalator and all that. And I started to realize, I'm like, wait, Donald Trump is running for president? And then I started to realize, wow, you know what? Trump could win this nomination. And then once I saw that happening, that's what really got me into what was going on. That was really when, I got my head out of my rear end, okay? Because for years I was just caught up in what I was doing at the Fan, and I was caught up in my career and all of that stuff. But that really got my head out of my rear end to realize what's going on here. And he opened my eyes to really what's happening in the country.
Me too.
And I think that's when it started.
Me too. Now, it started earlier for me because I was down in Florida and I started to change my radio show from sports to what I called spolitics, half sports, half politics.
Right.
And it was during the Barack Obama Mitt Romney election. I actually did a show live from one of their actual debates at Lynn University in Boca. But what you said is true for me too. Donald Trump opened my eyes. Was there another president before Trump, even though you were involved in sports, that you even liked or cared about?
Well, I mean, look, I was a kid, but I was 7 years old when JFK was elected. But I always kind of, even with that, I kind of paid attention as a young kid. I liked JFK. I got to tell you this. I mean, I was a big fan of his brother. I was a big fan of Bobby, and I thought for sure in 1968, now I'm a little older, I'm 15, whatever I was, when Lyndon Johnson, I'll never forget watching the night with my grandfather when Lyndon Johnson, in front of the country, basically says, I will not seek nor will I accept the nomination for president of the Democratic Party, however he said it. And I'll never forget that. And then it looked like Bobby Kennedy was going to, wind up getting the nomination. And, I'll never forget, I guess it was June of 68, and we were living with my grandparents after my father passed away. And my grandmother, it's like 6 o'clock in the morning, whatever it was, my grandmother comes into the room to wake me up. She goes, Joey, get up. They killed Kennedy. And I'm looking at her. I go, yeah, that was like 5 years ago. She goes, no, it was Bobby.
Oh.
And I'll never forget it. And that really, that did something to me as well, I got to tell you, because I really like Bobby Kennedy. I think would have been he would have been the president for 8 years from 68 to 76. Who knows how things would have been different. So,
by the way, some things never change. Bobby was killed by a guy named Sirhan Sirhan.
Yes.
He was a Palestinian. All right, we got to take a short break. When we get back, I want to get your thoughts on the Jets draft, the Giants draft, the Knicks and Rangers. Rangers move on. Knicks are very, very close. And a very exciting sports time right now in New York City as well. Great political conversation. Now we'll do some sports with the WFAN legend himself, Joe Beningo. Keep it right here.
To think that I'm wasting time, I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. Now I'm counting on you to carry me through.
accident, trust Gabu Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabu Law has recovered millions for their clients, and they will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabu Law today, 800-560-0214 for a free consultation, or email them at info@gabolaw.com. That's GABOlaw.com. Gabu Law, where winning is no accident.
The digital dollar could give the feds control of your money. Get the digital dollar report. Call 1-800-862-6970 and also receive a $1,000 credit from Priority Gold to protect your money. Or just go to digitaldollarreport.com.
Please note, the information provided does not constitute financial or investment advice.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Entertaining and informative.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
All right, folks, still to come, the great attorney Alan Dershowitz and Rudy Giuliani, plus Greg Jarrett. I think Greg Jarrett on Fox News may be the best legal expert on TV. He's up there. He'll join us, too. But we continue our conversation right now with my old partner, the WFAN legend, the great Joe Beningo. So clearly, CBS sent a message to the media world yesterday, Joe Beningo, that old white guys, no thank you, when they asked both Phil Sims and Boomer Esiason from the NFL Today, right? That was, we don't want old white guys anymore, right?
Right. Well, I mean, it's probably the worst thing you could be right now. You could say whatever you want about, white guys in general. You can make any slur, any shot you can take, without a doubt.
Those two guys are gone, although Boomer did sign a new deal to do mornings up against me at FBM. But let's stick with Boomer. He was a quarterback for the Jets, and last week was the NFL draft. Mm-hmm. The Jets take a guy out of Penn State, an offensive lineman, number 10 overall. No bigger Jet fan than you. Are you happy that Aaron Rodgers got more protection?
Yeah, and I like the. I think Douglas did. Look, it's on paper, of course, but I think Douglas did a good job with the draft. I think it was the right move drafting this kid. I think they would have took the wide receiver out of Washington, or Dunze, or however you say his name. But the Bears took him really one pick before the Jets did. Remember, the Jets traded down a pick with Minnesota, so Minnesota could take McCarthy, the quarterback, and then the Jets took Fasanu with the 11th pick in the draft. I'm really intrigued by this kid they took in the top of the third round, this kid Mekhi Corley, the wide receiver out of Western Kentucky. I think they might really have something, might have got a steal. They got the quarterback out of Florida State, Jordan Travis, who, of course, broke his leg toward the end of the year last year with Florida State, but he's a 4-year starter. He's going to get to sit for a couple of years behind Rodgers. Who knows? You know, maybe they pulled something here. Maybe they took a little rabbit out of a hat with this kid. So I like what they did with the draft. I like what they did in free agency. Now they got to win. I mean, that's it. Right. Now you got to win. And I'm extremely skeptical. You know me. Guys are going to get hurt in camp and all of that. So we'll see. You got a 40-year-old quarterback who's coming off an Achilles injury. So they got to win. There's no gray area no more.
No, they're all done. I mean, the Douglas, the GM will be gone. Your friend, the coach, everybody will be gone. They'll all be gone. Yes. Let me move to the Giants. Day before the draft, all the scutter, all the talk was they're going to trade up and get the kid Drake May out of North Carolina clearly, despite giving $160 million to Daniel Jones, they moved on. No more Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
They draft Neighbors, another LSU wide receiver like Beckham, to give Daniel Jones more weapons. So not only are they not moving past Daniel Jones, they helped Daniel Jones. How about that?
Well, I think they probably were after May. The Patriots were never trading that pick. I think that's pretty obvious. I think it was just a smokescreen that the Giants were you're looking at McCarthy. Look, you pay. Jones is making $45 million a year, whatever he's making. I mean, you know, the going rate for a franchise quarterback in the NFL. Look, I don't think they love Jones. That wasn't their guy. Shane and Dable did not pick this guy. But we'll see. I like – look, Neighbors looks like he's the real deal. But you never know. You never know what's going to happen. But, you know, look – the Giants need weapons. They, you know, Barkley's gone. We'll see. They took defensive players, a couple defensive backs with their next two picks after that. So we'll see. The Giants are in a tough division. You know, Philly's still tough. You know, the Cowboys are still going to be good, at least in a regular season. So Commanders got their quarterback with Daniels with the second pick in the draft. We'll see what happens with the Giants.
What about Atlanta? Why would Atlanta give Kirk Cousins $180 million?
And then draft Penix?
Yeah, why would they do that?
I don't know. Look, I mean, they have a weird organization down there, Arthur Blank. I mean, it looked like he was going to hire Belichick to be the coach. Somehow that felt, I don't know what happened there. They wind up bringing Raheem Morris back to be the head coach down there. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. If I'm Kirk Cousins, I'm saying, what's going on here? I mean, what's their game plan? To play Cousins for a year, then trade him? Is that what they're looking to do? I mean, it didn't make a lot of sense, that's for sure.
Let's move to hockey. Our hockey Rangers made quick work of the Capitals. Yeah. The Islanders will probably be done tonight at the hands of Carolina. You know, look, the Eastern Conference is tough, man. The Hurricanes are a very tough second-round matchup. Yep, and then the Panthers just obliterated Tampa Bay. The Bruins are making it look easy with Toronto. So you're looking at the Hurricanes round two and either Florida or Boston round three. That is a very, very tough road.
Hey, look, first of all, let's see the Islanders win tonight to keep that series going a little longer and tire out Carolina, you know, before the Rangers wind up playing them. I want to see the Islanders play tonight. Look, the Rangers right now, I just saw it on TV, they are fifth as far as the favorite to win the Stanley Cup. You know what? Give me a break.
I think Carolina is favorite in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I think you're right. Look. They were the best team all year, 114 points, 55 wins, a historic season. They took care. They did in the first round, Sid, what championship teams do. They made short work of an inferior opponent, and they've moved on now to the second round. This team has got the best goalie in hockey in Shesterkin, maybe the best backup goalie, too, when you talk about Quick. They have the best power play in the game. Their number one power play with Fox, Panarin, Trocheck, Kreider, and Zibanejad is as good as anybody's there is. Their penalty killing is outstanding. They're a deep team. You know, this kid Rempe that they got, man, this kid's brought a little juice to this team. I love what Rempe brings, although the officials are always looking to throw a penalty at this guy. But whatever. Good. Let the Rangers be underdogs. I like that, Sid. This team could win the Stanley Cup, and I got to tell you something, anything short of them winning the Stanley Cup is a disappointment this year.
Could not agree more. Don't get there like 15 and lose to the Kings. Get there and win it. Let's move to the other tenant for James Dolan. The days are good for him these days, Jimmy, and that is the Knickerbockers. And I got to tell you, when they lost Game 3, after Embiid said, we're not losing this series, he comes out, he scores 50, beats the Knicks in Game 3, I'm going, oh, my God, we can lose this. That Game 4 win for the Knicks basically cements a series win, which is great news, but it does make you think Indiana's going to beat Milwaukee. Milwaukee's done. They lost to Greek Freak and Damian Lillard. The Knickerbockers can beat Indiana. Now, all of a sudden, we're in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Look, to me, that's what they have to get to. Okay, they got home. They're the second seed in the East. They won 50 games. They got home court in the first two rounds of the playoffs. Look, the job Brunson did the other day was phenomenal. I mean, Brunson's a tremendous player. I got to say, and I've been saying this on my podcast, Sid, the job that Leon Rose has done with this basketball team is off the charts. Nobody thought Jalen Brunson was going to turn into, you know, the second coming of Clyde Frazier, okay? Bernard King, Patrick Ewing, nobody saw that coming, all right? Even these other guys, nobody thought Josh Hart was this kind of player, or DiVincenzo, although he hasn't been great outside of the game-winning shot in Game 2 in the playoffs so far. Nobody thought these guys would look what they're getting from these guys. Guys like Precious Achiuwa. How about Anunoby? How good is Anunoby? You know, Brunson was phenomenal, but in game four. But look at Anunoby, man. He's guarding Embiid in the fourth quarter. Him and Achiuwa, they held him to 1 point in the fourth quarter of this game. I mean, this is a tough team. They play terrific defense. Thibodeau doesn't get enough credit for how good a coach he is. And I'll tell you right now, Sid, they get to the conference finals against the Celtics, I give them a shot.
Oof.
You know, they'll be there with house money at that point.
I don't know.
House money until they get to the Celtics in the conference finals.
I don't know. Celtics, I mean, they go five deep.
Okay,
all five guys.
But you know what, Sid? There's no pressure on the Knicks.
No, I agree.
Expect them to win that series. They go in there, and they'll take their shot. I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you what, on the way out here, if the Knicks do win the championship this year, you almost have to give a ring to Jay Wright.
Yeah. Hey, look, I mean, the Villanova connection is, like I said, nobody. I mean, you tell me, who is the person that thought those three guys, Brunson, DiVincenzo, and Hart, would turn out to be as good as they are? Josh Hart the other day, he doesn't have a field goal. He scores 4 points. He gets 17 rebounds. You know, he gets 5 assists. He's blocking shots. He's playing basically 48 minutes a night. You can't say enough.
No, and in the first game, on the other hand, he put in 19 in the first half. In the last 30 seconds, because I do a sports podcast here, too. It's only once a week. It's a video podcast, not as good as yours. But I was asked a question about Brunson, and I put Brunson behind. It's funny you just mentioned him, Walt Clyde Frazier, in just 2 years as the second-best Knick point guard ever. A lot of folks got angry with me. They said, what about Mark Jackson? I said, no, I've got Frazier 1, I've got Brunson 2, and then I'll argue Michael Ray Richardson maybe along with Jackson. You think that's a good call, Brunson number 2?
No question. It's not even close. He is clearly the best Knick point guard, period, since Clyde Frazier. It's not even debatable.
Not even debatable.
Even debate it.
Right.
I mean, there's nobody that even comes close. I mean, the two guys you just gave me, come on, Mark Jackson? It's not even. Mark Jackson was a solid player, great assist man and all that. He's not even close to what Jalen Brunson is.
Nope.
Derek Harper, Doc Rivers when he was there. I mean, who are you giving me? Stephon Marbury?
No.
Come on.
No, I would give you Michael Ray out of those guys.
Ray was a really good player. That backcourt with him and Ray Williams, they were solid. But not this guy. This guy's unbelievable.
I know.
This guy scores 40. I mean, he's a combination of, like I said, he's a combination of Bernard King and Clyde. That's pretty much what he is.
Damn right.
He's a better scorer than Clyde was. Clyde didn't score. He didn't have to.
Right.
You know, with all the guys they had on those teams.
And by the way, when he had to, that 36 against the Lakers came in pretty handy.
Right. 36 points, 19 assists, right? Game 7 against the Lakers.
Yeah, he actually accounted for 74 points that night. Anyway, you're a genius. You're great. I love these conversations. We got to do these more often.
You know, Sid, nothing but love. And like I said, I got great respect for what you're doing out there. Keep doing it, bro.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank
you. I love you. Thank you. There he is. That means a lot to me. You know, we worked together. We were partners going back over 20 years ago now. And he was a great partner. He was the easiest guy to work with. And we had fun. In fact, we had too much fun. I had to go to rehab when I worked with Joe Meningo.
If you've had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients and will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read all of their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today at 800-560-0214 for a free consultation or email at info@gabolaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.